This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Harm reduction efforts have recently been bolstered by the addition of toxic drug testing strips in the harm reduction boxes that are publicly available throughout Cortez Island. I caught up with local nurse Isabel LaPlante, who is one of the individuals spearheading this harm reduction effort, to find out how these testing strips can help with harm reduction. Hi, Isabel. Thank you so much for taking the time. Do you want to just start by telling us your background here on Cortez with the Cortez Community Health Association?
Yeah, hi, I'm Isabel, one of the nurses, well, pretty much the main nurse here at the clinic on Cortez. I've been here for 3.5 years, and yeah, it's been a pleasure to learn lots more about the community and expanding my scope of practice to extend with pelvic exam, pap test, STI, and prescribing some, like, for a few specific conditions as well. So yeah, happy to be here and to connect with you about a bit about harm reduction and what that means.
Could you tell me how the harm reduction kits have changed recently?
So harm reduction has been started for quite some time. I don't totally remember I think probably in the 90s, it kind of picked up some momentum with the AIDS pandemic. Essentially, it's just preventing problems down the road. So either that's a pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections or drug overdose. It's meeting people where they're at with no judgment and just enabling them or empowering them to take care of themselves to the best of their ability. So even things like we say safe sex, like I prefer like safer sex, you know, sometimes it's a whole spectrum as well, but even having things that are readily available that people can access can be really helpful. So we started those harm reduction cupboards June of 2022. Yeah, mostly with me and then the community paramedics, Kim and Tamara, and then the CCHA as well helped with the constructing the cupboards themselves. So they are situated at Squirrel Cove Store, at the Gorge Hall, and Madsen's Hall. And essentially, it's just a place that people can get like the most common ones that you could need. So condoms and lube and naloxone kits. And we've just added fentanyl testing strips. I'm not sure what the rate of overdose or whatever. I think it does come up here and there. You know, overdose can be associated with different opioids as well, or it could be fentanyl. And also sometimes drugs are laced with benzodiazepines as well. So essentially it's like knowing what could be harmful in our drugs.
Thanks so much for elaborating on that. It sounds like there is need for these test strips. Are you able to go into a little bit more detail around what types of situations people would need these kits? For example, if someone has recreational drugs in powdered form, be it cocaine or ketamine or MDMA, are they able to test any of those substances for toxic drugs like fentanyl?
So it's helpful to have those kits just to know. So for example, with the fentanyl testing strips, it only tells us if there's fentanyl or not. And they're pretty accurate, like talking with the folks at AIDS Vancouver Island and Campbell River. It won't tell you like the amount and their concentration, but it'll tell you if it has it or not. I'll be working on getting some benzodiazepine strips as well, because I think that's also something that's pretty common. So like things like Ativan, or, you know, it's like essentially, is it supposed to be in the drug? And it can have some pretty harmful consequences as well. So I'm looking at getting that added on to this as well.
I know the last time I spoke with Tamara, she explained that she was doing a lot of outreach at the markets, and I just was wondering if that has continued and if there's any other ways that people can access you or Tamara for more information or guidance on this topic of harm reduction.
The cupboards have been really well utilized, and their community, especially Tamara, has been at the co-op at times or at the market to do some education around a bunch of different things, like including the use of naloxone kits. And I think she just did something at the school as well with the Cortez Academy, which is really great because it's a good skill to have. And as most of you know, the two main things is rescue breath. So there's a little mask in there. And then there's the injections, which if you're not in the medical field, like if you've never done them, it's good to practice. So it's really a great service to actually practice opening the vials and drawing the liquid and all of that. We're here at the clinic for the on little in-service. Like I'm happy taking a few minutes, and at the same time, we're pretty busy sometimes. So I think Tamara will be going at the market once in a while to do some sessions. We also take expired naloxone kits as well and return them so they can replace the medication in there and then reuse them again. So if there's any, there's a box at the front of the clinic that has new kits, and then there's a space for expired kits as well. So feel free to bring your expired kits and they are temperature sensitive, but it's pretty high, like plus 45 and then minus 20. So we're not really in that range here. Ideally 15 to 30 is what we're aiming for in terms of the naloxone. But in terms of having them accessible for folks and then having the chance to prevent death, then that's also available. And the potency can diminish with those extreme temperatures, minus 20 and then plus 45.
If you need more information on naloxone, you can go to towardtheheart.com. There are also great resources in Campbell River with AVI. They have the ability to test any drug and will tell you exactly what's in your drugs. You can drop in during their opening hours. Go to avi.org/our-services/Campbell-River. If you have sexual health concerns or questions, you can also reach out online at optionsforsexualhealth.org/facts. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.